Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real. You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? This is episode 11 of the Video Game Bang podcast. You guys may be wondering where episode 10 is. It is in post-production right now. It was so awesome. We had Adam Sessler popped by. We had special guests, special musical guest, Green Day. It was so great.
Little known fact about Green Day, they're total jerks before the show, and then they're just cool after that.
Yeah, we may edit that whole section out with exactly. Green Day because of it was controversial.
You said that's all we can get to. Legally, that's all we can discuss right now.
That's legally all we can discuss right now. We're in a legal battle, fierce legal battle with Green Day. But episode 10 will be coming, and you guys will enjoy it. We have guests, we'll have games, we'll have prizes, giveaways. Laura will be there. Or, I mean, she was there.
We're speaking as if it was in the future. Come on. This is done already.
Yeah, this is totally done. It's in post-production. And big news in the Video Game Bang world. We got 100 likes on Facebook.
100, woo! Yeah.
Thank you, everybody who's liked us on Facebook. But we are not satisfied. We're shooting for 500, so what we're going to do is we're going to challenge the world, essentially. Yeah. And if we can hit 500 likes by Tuesday, we're going to give away a copy of GTA 5. That's going to come out of mine and Aaron's own pocketbook.
Yeah, tell your friends, people.
Tell your friends. Honestly, it's coming out of our pocketbook because we don't think you guys are going to be able to do it. But
I would love to be proven wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that would be spectacular.
Sweetest $32 I will have spent. We're also doing a new thing. So we do the full-fledged episode of the podcast once a week, the Video Game Bang podcast. But we're going to start supplementing throughout the week these little 15-minute segments called Quickies. We had our first one last week right after the big Apple news came out. And I had a special guest, David Webb, Mac enthusiast, run us through all the news. I recommend just go listen to it. Quick 15 minutes. Get filled up on all the news on the iPhone 5S and 5C. We'll discuss that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But quickie episodes coming. They won't always feature me and Aaron. Sometimes they will. Sometimes it'll just be Aaron. Sometimes just me. Sometimes we'll get special guests. We have a few. We've been making some connections out there in the video game media world. And we're just lining up schedules, and that'll be coming soon.
Yeah, look out for it.
Look out for it.
Sporadically.
Yeah.
I like how I plug that in there. I just watched Clueless, everybody. Sorry.
What'd you watch?
Clueless.
Oh, you ever... no.
I say that.
Rolling with the homies. Yeah,
exactly.
May she rest in peace. Twitter. Guys, Twitter is an awesome tool. We've been making some friends on Twitter. If you guys go listen to Uninspired Games on YouTube. Some really good guys. They've been listening to our podcast. We've been watching some of their videos. And I think we're going to have some really cool things in the future with them. Another guy, Punjab McGee. Can I say that? Is that racist?
I don't even know what a Punjab is.
I don't either, but I've always heard it derogatory.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I've just heard it thrown around just like randomly. Do you know what a Punjab is?
Isn't it a religion? Like, well, a certain kind...
I have no idea. We're going to have to... Well, if you know what a Punjab is, write us a...
Hit us up on Twitter.
Hit us up on Twitter, yeah.
I don't know. Seems I don't
like
want to
something
say
Steven
much.
Would call people.
Wow.
Doesn't it?
I think it's the...
Yeah. Steven Gutierrez.
If that's what you're trying to label him as a racist... Then.
Well, just a word he would say. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, Punjab.
And also, we're going to be posting some pictures of the studio. Studio got some major upgrades. We actually have mic stands. We actually have a couch for people to sit on instead of the floor.
Feels a lot more professional, yeah.
You guys don't know that.
Yeah, that's a little bit of podcast magic. The guys have been sitting on the floor. It's been really ghetto, but a good friend of mine, Sean Bazo, donated about $100. Uh-oh. What you playing?
Wow.
What you playing? That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song. What you playing? What you playing? What you playing? Wow. Yeah. That was, I'm speechless.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are at this point in the podcast.
It's happening.
Exactly.
That is the What You Playing theme song, of course. Brought to you by Technicator, my good friend Kyle McGuire. He writes the music for the podcast. So let's get to it. Laura, what you playing?
Me. Yeah. Awesome. I think the last time I played a game was a week ago, which I left off on, what is it? Dead Island. I was going to say Red Dead. So many dead video games.
Bunch of dead video games. Actually, are you lying to us?
No.
Aaron seems to believe you're obsessed with Animal Crossing.
She hasn't bought Animal Crossing yet.
Well, I've been watching YouTube videos. Yeah.
That's what I mean by obsessed. But she's just watching it all the time.
No, I'm, you know, thinking about it. I don't want to get hooked like Skyrim. I know they're different completely games, but I think the outcome of getting hooked on it will be
the same.
The same.
And this is on the DS?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 3DS. I have a 3DS.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah.
What made you buy a 3DS?
Because it was a new thing. I always buy, if I'm going to buy something, like a lot of, if I'm going to spend a lot of money, I might as well go for the latest thing.
Wow.
I can't go backwards on that. Wow. That's okay. One thing.
Looks like someone else should be fronting the money for the GTA 5.
I have expensive taste in electronics, unfortunately.
I can go as old as Nintendo 1 if that's what I want to do.
Just how you were criticizing me for buying an $80 mouse,
which is ridiculous.
What? An $80
yes,
mouse?
Yeah. Exactly.
When I'm buying mice, I intentionally find the cheapest mouse I could find.
But why did you buy this $80 mouse?
Oh, because the buttons, the key bindings.
Buttons.
And it's nice. It looks nice.
It has the same one Javier posted a billion pictures of.
It has a wire.
He
as
got
well.
It after me though.
It's a wired one?
Thank you. I was like, when he posted that, I was like, a wire? Is this 1992 or something like that?
I don't like wireless.
How do you not like being tethered?
You know how many times that thing's gotten wrapped around my neck somehow?
No. No.
Eight times.
I don't mind.
And you're not even using a desktop.
Well, if she spent $80 on it, Aaron, you know, we better just, it's a great mouse.
What do you mean about that?
I'm just going to leave it at that.
I like it. I don't know.
What's the manufacturer? Give him a shout out.
It's Razer.
Razer. Raising. Razoring the bar.
I don't know. That would be a terrible slogan. Is that the little scooter company? They make mouses too?
Yes, they make scooters. Mice.
Wow, they make mice and scooter razors. All right.
I think they're focused on, they make, computers as well. They're all made by gamers.
Oh, you know what? I think Razer makes that gaming tablet too. I may be wrong.
Yeah. I think they do have a tablet. A
gaming tablet's pretty sick. Aaron, what you playing?
Little bit of card game. Stuff going on.
Let's I'm gonna go ahead. Me and Aaron have been playing the same thing.
Yeah, it's been between Magic and poker. And poker, this is why I don't gamble, because I've lost almost all my money on poker already, and it's just virtual cash. And I can see myself itching to spend a little money just to get the in-game money, but then you know. The senses come back, and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Aaron is a terrible poker player.
I am one of the greatest. Now. Poker players of our generation and any other generation.
You are a chatty Cathy at the
poker table.
That's
what you have to be. I'm getting in the heads of all the other players.
The digital players who can't hear us.
That's right. I'm letting them know I'm in the room. I'm in the billing. That's what they call it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Same here. Magic 2013, except my timing is terrible because every time I've been beat this game and destroyed it. I have every card unlocked for every deck. And every time I get online, it's Aaron and a couple of our other buddies already just finishing a game.
Yep.
Saying, oh, we're tired. Let's
because
play
the
something else.
Games are like 5 hours long. And then it's just like, okay, we just played Monopoly. Let's get on something else. So I'm not, I don't know. I like to keep it moving. But I mean,
I've
maybe
yet
we'll
to
have
thrash
the time.
You guys. I've yet to be able to thrash anybody in that. But I have taken all of Aaron's money in poker. So
I've taken all of yours as well.
I got it right back.
Yeah. We were at a 9-man table after that.
With Batman,
yeah,
the
Michelin Man. Yeah, exactly, and a whole bunch of other metrosexual guys that like to keep up their appearances.
If you guys have not downloaded it and you're listening to this, it's definitely worth a download.
Yeah, it's free.
Free. You get a certain amount of money each day, and you can lose it all and not be able to play for a little while. Yeah. So it's that free-to-play style. So
it's addictive. Definitely addictive.
Yeah, I can see how people get addicted to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was, of course, what you're playing. And now we're going to talk about some video game news. This is a personal one for me because if you guys are like me, you guys are always on the hunt for a bargain. I'm a poor gamer. I'm an enthusiastic gamer, but I rarely have any money. So when I'm about to go pre-order something, they better give me some sweet, sweet bonuses. And so I've been doing my research. And have you guys reserved it yet?
No.
I've already reserved.
You have.
Yeah. I think I might do that tomorrow.
Grand Theft Auto. Is that, that's what we're talking about, right?
We're talking GTA 5.
Okay. Yeah, I've definitely pre-ordered mine. GameStop.
GameStop. Yep. Laura, where are you going to go?
Ooh, depends. Where are you guys going?
Allow me to fight for the cause here. Okay. Microsoft.com is giving out 1,600 Microsoft points for reserved copies of Grand Theft Auto 5. Now, I was going to reserve a little while ago, and the only drawback was that they were going to mail it to you the day it comes out. So you weren't going to get it until probably the weekend. 2 or 3 days shipping. And to me, that was like, ah, oh, is it worth the $20 to wait a few days, or can I get out there in a midnight launch? Well, then I went to the website today and they updated it to where now if you pre-order before 6 p.m. Pacific time on the 15th, they will make sure you get it on launch day.
Wow.
So you just...
So that means you have 3 days now then.
Yeah, it comes straight to your door on the day it launches. You just have to wait till the afternoon or whatever.
No, I'm saying you have 3 days now to pre-order.
Oh, 3 days to pre-order, yeah.
I mean, today's the 12th, so...
That's a big one.
It's a huge one. I would jump on that.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing, because you figure they already announced DLC is about to come out.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have potentially a Liberty City expansion. They always do awesome DLC. So I'll just bank that little card, wait for the DLC.
I wonder how big that expansion is going to be, because the city's already huge. I mean, but I wonder how big that is. See, I would do the Microsoft store, but like I said, I'm trading in stuff to get off of it. So I'm, you know, I'm doing the old get $3 for 70 games at GameStop and you know, knock off a little something. I got some old stuff that's hanging around.
What are you getting rid of?
I'm getting rid of my Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, or what is it? Black Ops 2.
You're getting rid of Black Ops 2, really?
When's the last time we've played that game?
But Black Ops 2,
it's always good to just have in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Well, I can...
You never know.
I can go back and buy that anytime for, you know, cheaper or whatever.
Okay.
I'm getting rid of Mass Effect 3.
Okay, I can see that.
I'm getting rid of...
don't say Borderlands 2.
Borderlands 2. No! But this is why. Because they're going to come out with the Game of the Year edition with all the DLC that I didn't purchase before.
Okay.
So I might as well buy that one and get all that in one big bundle. And then... I think that was about it. I think nothing else. Because I'm not trading in my FIFA. That's just ludicrous.
On the eve of FIFA 14, yeah. You can't just go a few weeks.
And see, that's what I'm still confused. Well, not confused, but I don't know what I'm going to go with. Wait till the next gen to get the new FIFA, or go with this one.
Every day that's passing, you're losing value on that FIFA.
Well, every day that passes for all the games are losing value on all of them.
Especially, you know, because the day FIFA 14 comes out, they're going to chop 13 in half your trading value.
Yeah. We'll see. But I still play it now. We've gone like 4 episodes with me saying, what you're playing, FIFA 13?
You know what we're all going to be playing after next Tuesday?
Yeah, FIFA 14.
No. We'll be playing soccer in GTA.
Oh, wow. It was most likely a side game that's probably going to be in there. Yeah.
So, also, did you guys see the map comparisons?
No. I got to see, I think IGN did something on it.
Yep.
And they just like threw the map on top of other maps and stuff like that. Yeah, it's pretty huge.
It's the size of the real, is it Ontario, Canada?
Yeah, it's somewhere in Canada, but everything's small in Canada. So
everything.
We're going to get killed by Canadians now.
Wow.
Well, we already discussed our loathing for the French.
Yeah, I know.
There are a lot of them up there.
We're going to start like a world war with the most non-threatening countries.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I saw that. The thing I saw about the map, though, it just looks like there's one major metropolis in the south of the map. And then everything else kind of looks like mountains and wilderness. And then it's maybe like little hick towns or something like that. I kind of wish there was two major cities. Like two big major cities.
Well, I'm thinking they're going to do a Liberty City expansion.
And that
everything points to that. And the other thing I wanted to cover with you guys too is they're being extremely ambiguous on whether they're going to do a release for the Xbox One and PS4. When they get asked for the Rockstar representatives, they're going, maybe.
That's because they're probably not going to do one.
You think it's because they're not, or they want you to buy the 360 version and then buy the Xbox One version?
That would be, I mean, that's smart of them if they want more money, I guess, but I don't
you guess? Know. You think that that's
I don't know, because I don't know how good that plan would be, because, like, what if nobody just wants to spend that extra 64? Or how much are games going to be on the next gen?
Same price.
Well, then, yeah. I don't want to spend, you know, $120 on two games, so I don't know. Would you buy extra games?
No.
No?
Well, no, it's a weird time. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, with transition is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, and then some of the games are going to be like a $10 upgrade. So
yeah, we did that story.
I would definitely do that with GTA, though.
What system are you getting? Have you made up your mind yet?
No, yeah. One.
No, yeah. One.
Caja uno.
Let's laugh and pretend like we know what that was.
What?
Oh, Spanish.
No. Oh, my goodness.
There's a new game announced. Also, GT... No, not... it's on my brain.
Wow, you are ready for it, aren't you?
It is in my mind and in my heart and in my soul. But the other game that looks like it's going to be pretty sweet, Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z. This one got brought to our attention by a friend of ours, and I'm kind of excited about it.
Are you? Yeah. Are you really?
You may not know. I was a pretty big Dragon Ball Z fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Please, go into detail about that.
Well, there's Goku.
Okay.
And when his hair turns yellow, it means he's really strong.
Oh, okay. That's like saying, oh, I'm a big comic book fan. There's Superman, and he flies really fast.
Yeah. No, I've seen every episode. I watched all of Dragon Ball and all of Dragon Ball Z, and
I'm like really excited for this one. I was a big Dragon Ball Z fan in like when I was a freshman in high school, and this game, four players co-op, you can go online and battle 4-on-4. So I have like 8 people online. You can do, it looks like, the story mode with 4 players. You know, they have customizing characters. Levels are, like, you know, destructible and stuff like that. It looked like a lot of characters. Like, they're, like, throwing the whole franchise in here in one point or another. But it's huge. It looks really good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's just pretty much, like, actually, it's as Dragon Ball Z in a video game as you can get.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do next after this.
Arena style, just going at it through land. Yeah.
And like the environments in the Dragon Ball universe are not that interesting, because it's all just landscapes of like mountains and trees or something like that. There's never like a whole bunch of buildings in these video games, at least. But I guess it suits their fighting, because it's going to destroy a lot of stuff.
And I know they like to do, like, they'll come out with Dragon Ball Z Battle of Z, and then they'll leave out a bunch of characters, and then they'll come out with one in 2 years and add a few more characters and trickle them in. Did you actually see? Is this going to have everything?
No. The only thing I got to see was a, you know how they show like the character selection screen?
Yeah.
They had that, and it just looks like there's a whole bunch of squares to choose from. Just like a whole lot of them.
So we got from the Saiyans front to the Majin Buu stuff?
Every single saga, it looks like they're going to cover. Yes. And they're probably just going to leave out like one... You know, like Yajirobe or something like that.
Yajirobe.
And then in the next one, they'll put him in there. And it's like, oh, I got to buy that one. Yajirobe's in this one.
Yeah.
So, and Laura's like, who are these people? I have no idea.
I only watched a few episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
There was a girl that I went to high school with when I was still big into Dragon Ball Z. And she was like, oh, I used to watch that when I was in Mexico. She's like, but we were further ahead of you guys, because they would come out there first. And then they would come to the U.S.
Sometimes that happens for some reason. I don't know.
Mexico gets all the cool stuff. Said no one ever.
Well, the national team would differ on that.
Yeah, big news with that. They dropped to number 21.
No idea what you're talking about. You're going to have to explain this.
Mexican soccer team just lost to the U.S. 2-0 in Columbus. In soccer, yes.
Wow, is a stipulation that they have to start calling it soccer when America beats them?
No. They'll still call it football. But it's huge because this was a World Cup qualifier. So we got guaranteed to go to the World Cup. So USA is now guaranteed to go to Brazil next summer for the World Cup. We beat Mexico to do that. And Mexico now is still way low and almost out of not even qualifying for the World Cup. So they may not go. If they lose to Panama in their next game,
they have to win two games.
They have to win two games now.
Pretty much.
And they just fired their second coach.
Oh, yeah. I heard about
and
that.
And they just hired a new one. And, like, their players aren't up to par. It's looking bad for Mexico.
Unbalanced.
And what I was saying is there's a FIFA ranking out of 200. They just dropped to 21.
From?
I want to say, like, 19, maybe 18. They were a little higher. Here.
Where's America?
We're at 13 now.
Whoa!
Out of
lucky
200.
13.
Out of 200 wow. something.
Probably the 13th coming up, too.
It's crazy. And we've moved from 24. We were at 24, and we moved up to 13 after all these games. So, USA, everybody.
USA.
Yeah.
Time to feel proud.
That's always, I always feel proud. People always feel proud.
Good thing there's nothing going on in Syria.
Wow.
So there's some big news I alluded to earlier in the podcast. If you haven't already, go check out the Quickie episode on the SoundCloud. Had a very good friend of the podcast, Mac specialist David Webb, talking with us about the specifics of the 5S and the 5C. I don't think I talked to you guys about this one yet.
Not too much.
What do you guys think? Do you guys know anything about it?
I listened to the podcast and...
Oh, you listened?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I actually listened to the Quickie. Oh. And I'm a little excited that the 5C is going to be $99, different colors. I want to know what provider, what's the catch is what I want to know. I didn't hear that in the podcast. Is there
that thumb recognition thing?
Like? Yeah, there's that. I don't know how that's going to work too well.
Yeah, the tinfoil hatters are already having a heyday with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people like that.
They don't like to give up their fingerprints.
What's going to happen?
It's kind of like the Xbox where they're like, oh, the Kinect.
It's going to be watching us.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Pretty much.
Okay, so I have your fingerprints. Now what? I can find when you do bad stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That's a good point. You don't know how many people I was going to murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd like to have my options open.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd like the price. I just want to know if I can take this to a provider like Metro where I can pay month to month.
Yeah.
Then I'll probably get one. Because, I mean, $100 is cool to have. But you guys were talking, not Microsoft, Apple or whatever has never been that we want everybody to have.
Yeah, they've never been like, hey, we're affordable.
Yeah, this is new. That's why I'm kind of like, wow, they're, you know, maybe they're waiting for jobs to kick off and then they're like, we're giving this to everybody.
Yeah.
And we don't care. We're making everybody have this.
What do you think, Corey? Since you're...
I know, Microsoft.
The opposite.
I'm glad you asked.
I'm very curious to know your answer.
No, I think they're trying really desperately to catch up with Android. Android is number one right now.
Right.
And climbing, and Apple's fighting to stay relevant, so they're trying to get their device in more hands. It's a cheaper product. I mean, they're not associated with cheap.
Wasn't it you that put a lot of stock into this Windows Phone and how much it was going to just be the future of everything?
Windows Phone has climbed from number 4 to number 3.
Whoa.
They overtook BlackBerry.
Nobody ever liked BlackBerry. BlackBerry was cool when there was nothing else.
The BlackBerry Pearl.
When there was like no iPhone, no, you know, BlackBerry was cool then, but it I don't think it's relevant at all anymore.
Listen, I'm what you call an early adapter.
Okay.
And Microsoft's making some huge moves.
Oh, right.
As you've seen,
yes,
Xbox
they
One. They just spent like $6 billion and bought Nokia.
Okay.
Nokia is an extremely valuable company right now.
Why?
They've been building a cult fan base of these Lumia users, and the camera technology that they're putting in their phones is the number one.
When you say cult following, that means like...
It means the
300 people.
But it means like, okay, yeah, maybe 300 people.
Yeah, okay.
But those people are avidly loving their device.
So, okay.
And they're getting other people in on it. It's becoming a thing. Like, the phones are quality. The Nokia Windows phones. I don't have one. I wish I did. But their cameras are number one. And Nokia owns one of the top two or three GPS companies in the world. Mm-hmm. That's the technology they're using for their GPS. So it's an extremely valuable company.
It's most likely, I mean, all those moves that they're making with buying Nokia, and then Nokia has all that other stuff, it's definitely good for their phone to be a better phone. But how do you convince the masses that it's the phone that you need?
Well, what they're going to start doing is using this technology and taking it from the Nokia, and they have to. They have to start putting this in the Surfaces. I got an invitation through my email that on September 22nd, they're going to announce the Surface 2.
Uh-huh.
This would be a brilliant opportunity to catch up on the mistakes they made with the Surface 1, put it at a fair price point at the get-go instead of setting their bar way too high and then lowering it when they get disappointed. And Microsoft has, it's a beast, it's a giant beast with 8 different heads that aren't listening or talking to each other.
Oh, so then what makes you think that all that's going to be in the Surface?
Now, Steve Ballmer announced retirement, and they're looking for a new CEO.
And you applied?
I applied. As I put you as a reference. Okay, so okay.
You might get the job now.
From GameStop.
You might get the job, yeah.
My GameStop assistant manager.
Yeah, you're in there. You're a shoo-in.
But the goal with this new CEO is to get the heads talking. Mm-hmm. And when that starts happening, then my goal that I've been telling you, not my goal, but what I was telling you about years and years ago.
Yeah, I would like to see that come to fruition. Because right now, it doesn't look like. I think, do you have a Windows phone?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody else that does.
Mahogany.
I haven't seen her in so long. We played over.
Mahogany is an obscure friend of ours that I barely know. I've seen like once or twice. Wow. Knows Aaron a little bit better, but I heard her ringtone when I was over there one time.
I think it's because of the apps, though. Don't you think?
That's probably why we haven't seen her for a while.
What?
Because of those apps.
Because of the
how people don't have Windows phones. I don't know.
The app market's pretty weak.
Hmm.
I'll give you that one.
Just get an Android, everybody.
Well, I mean, I think it's going to eventually, like any other device out there, it's going to bloom.
Well, okay. Because we'll bring in full circle back with back to the video games. You say putting the Kinect and all the boxes is to make the developers develop for it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think they need to do to make people develop apps more for the marketplace in Microsoft?
I don't know.
Mm.
I have no clue.
Because, I mean, if that's what's bringing everybody to a phone.
They need to get everybody on it. Because right now, people aren't going to develop an app for a software that is such a small percentage of people have.
But your basic apps, you know?
Well, then it's just kind of
Microsoft needs to just shell out a bunch of money then and say, Instagram, we need a real...
They don't even have Instagram on there? Instagram. Yeah, there's no even... Because I don't even use Instagram that much. Actually, I'm lying. I just used it, 30 minutes ago?
Yeah, you're always on it. All Aaron does is take selfies.
I would get bathroom selfies.
That's all I do is take pictures of myself.
Oh, goodness.
You can follow me at Instagram. I don't know my Instagram name, to tell you the honest truth.
Is it Wydack?
It probably is Wydack. Everything is Wydack with Aaron, yeah.
Oh.
Y-D-A-A-K for everybody that's interested. But, yeah, I would like to see Microsoft phone at least add some competition, because I like to have choices.
There's third-party and fourth-party and fifth-party Instagram apps that I'm using that are cool, but as far as
you need the number one
first person shooter apps, not too much. Moving on .org, we have something I wanted to ask you guys about. There's been a poster circulating on the interwebs with Doctor Who, two Doctor Who's. Let's see, David Lee Roth and Matt Swinburne?
No.
What?
Actually, I haven't seen this poster yet, so I don't know if it's Matt. It has to be Matt Smith, because he's the current one.
And then David
Tennant?
David Tennant is the one that was before him, though.
Yeah, it's those two.
So
guys.
Is that one?
It's those two on the poster together, and it says Doctor Who 50th anniversary or something.
Okay.
Wait, is that with Billy Piper?
The only reason why I'm not getting too much into it is because Laura hasn't finished. She hasn't caught up with stuff. So
I'm on episode 11.
There's too many spoilers. Actually, that just this one poster could, you know, could ruin something for her. Like, I can go into and tell you, you know, how, you know, stuff could play out and stuff like that, but it would ruin it for Laura.
Oh, bum, bum,
yeah,
bum,
so
bum,
also, I guess all we can really say is there's going to be a special. They're going to have the old doctor and the current one meet, and most likely this will be the passing on to the new doctor that's going to be there. His name escapes me right now.
So wasn't this made a long time ago? Or is this just barely getting made?
Well, I think they may be in production. I don't know how England production companies work or whatever, but they may be still filming or editing or something right now. But it's supposed to come out, what, Christmas?
No idea.
Wow.
Okay. Freaking BBC.
I defer to the experts. And what? We have a Twitter question for Aaron from @Technicator. He asked, has Aaron learned how to pronounce Dalek yet?
Dalek?
Yeah.
The Dalek. The Daleks.
Dalek.
Yeah.
Is that Dalek?
Aaron, say it together.
First of all, they have heavy English accents because
Dalek.
It is, you know, an English show. So it could be pronounced anyway.
It's Dalek.
It's Dalek.
Dalek.
Well, I guess.
How are you saying it?
I don't say it at all. It's not like I'm sitting in my house, Dalek. I want a Dalek.
I need
a Dalek.
Dalek or derelict or something.
Yeah, I said derelict the first time.
The Daleks.
Thanks for that fact check.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the question and the correct pronunciation.
Oh, now we're going to get one. Now we get a question. Someone's on Twitter right now. It's actually pronounced pronunciation.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is news for me, because I don't think you guys watch Breaking Bad, huh?
Not anymore, but I know a little bit about the...
So AMC announced that the popular character, ever so popular character, Saul Goodman, is going to get his own spinoff.
And it's going to be a prequel, right?
Prequel to everything that we've seen in Breaking Bad.
See, I don't know how I feel about that. Well, because I really don't like prequels anyway. Especially if I know what's going to happen to the character in the future.
No interest in how Saul got to be Saul? How he met his bodyguard or whatever?
Not at all.
Wow.
His character was interesting to come in. Like, I've only finished up till, you know, spoiler alert. Where Gus dies.
Gus dies?
That's the wow. Yeah, if you haven't, Mr. I've seen every episode. After that, I kind of just left the show at that. I'm like, okay. He left the business and, you know, killed his main enemy and he's done. He doesn't need to do anything else. But, of course, they had to pick it up for a final season and, you know, continue the story.
Yeah, we'll cover that more as details How do they say that on the news? We'll cover this story as more news becomes available to us.
As details unveil or whatever.
And we have a last bit of news. Actually, we have two more stories. One is Gran Turismo. I guess someone asked like the main guy from Gran Turismo, hey, when's the game coming out? He's like, in a year or two.
That was to get them off of his back real quick. Because the guy that does that Gran Turismo, I don't know if he's going to do it for this next one. They always have like some documentary of how they made the game. How we had to go to every single car and we had to record the engine sounds and we had to take millions of pictures of the body. And
we smelt the leather.
Yeah, exactly. We want to get you right inside the car for this next game. It's like, it's a racing game, dude. I don't, just make it look pretty and then I'll drive.
That's why Forza is better. Less drama.
I don't like racing games. I get bored with them too. Yeah. Unless it's Mario Kart and I can throw a shell at somebody or something like that. So if you can give me a Ferrari that'll throw a shell at somebody, I'll probably play that more than Forza or Gran Turismo. Exactly.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't like racing games either.
Boom.
I don't own one.
Exactly. Who does nowadays?
Well, I know people.
Yeah, those people are stupid.
No, I wouldn't say. They're my friends.
Are they?
Am I your friend?
I don't think you need to associate with those type of people.
Yeah.
No, there's an appeal for it. Gran Turismo is a big series, though.
Yeah. So, in a year or two, people, that's when you guys can look forward to that one. And Microsoft is offering $200 for iPads. If you have an iPad 2 or later that is in gently used condition, you could score at least $200 at a Microsoft store.
What Microsoft
They're buying them.
Dollars?
They're giving you, yeah, they're giving you Microsoft points.
Microsoft points, whatever, you get $200.
You can trade it. It's basically a trade-in. You trade
what are they trying to, what are they doing with them?
They want, no.
They want experience.
They're hiring, smashing them or something?
I was going to say, I just looked online. They have a new position called iPad Smasher.
I will apply.
You just sit there with a hammer right in front of their faces as soon as they trade it in. Smash! Smash! Smash!
I want to know what they're doing with them, really, though. Like, are they just recycling them and then selling them as surfaces? Or
yeah, they just actually, yeah. They take it in the back, print out a sticker that says surface.
It's funny how it has to be an iPad or iPad 2. It's just kind of
nothing
weird.
Else, huh? Yeah.
No Microsoft product? No. Keep your Microsoft product.
Yeah, they want you to keep
they
that.
Want you, yeah.
They want to, it's like they want to get rid of.
Yeah, they're trying to get them off the streets.
But, can you, they could have done something even a little more smart and said you get an extra bonus if you're putting it towards the Surface.
Well, I think that's the thing. That is a lot of money for a retailer to be giving for a used iPad 2.
And how much is a Surface?
$350. So you'd be able to walk out of there with the Surface for $150.
Oh, that's
you'd
nice.
Be able to walk out of there with an iPad with a Surface sticker on there.
Oh, man. Yeah, so smart move. They got hammered. They lost a bunch of money on the Surface 1. A bunch of stuff they did wrong. So this is them trying to rectify it. We'll see if it works. But that takes us to minute 36 here, everybody. And we want to thank you for listening. And we will be right back with more Video Game Bang.
What's up, everybody? This is Aaron Carter.
And this is Corey.
All right, from Video Game Bang. And
Laura.
All right, everybody's sounded off now. We got a contest going on. We're trying to get 500 likes on our Facebook page by Tuesday, and we're giving away a free copy of Grand Theft Auto 5.
Now, you may be wondering, how are you going to get this Grand Theft Auto 5? We have to get 500 likes by Tuesday.
Isn't that exactly what I just said?
So hurry up, everybody.
All right.
Get to liking.
Tell your friends.
Drawing will be random. Oh, also, I threw in a stipulation. If you, if the person who likes goes on and puts your name as a reference, extra entries for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Facebook.
Hero, I don't get it. Like, you know why? Because if I had to ask the question.
For people, we're just coming back. Laura asked us the question, or asked Aaron, and I was eavesdropping. If I was a superhero, what superhero would I be?
But see, she kind of limited
me. Oh, she said superheroine.
Yeah, because she said, the female one. So a lot of the female superheroes are, kind of overly sexual.
And she isn't?
Laura, do you want to answer? All right, then. So it's that's, I don't know. And then all the male
superheroes. So you said the thing.
Is the
only character who's not overly sexual.
All the male ones that are really aggressive. It's I don't know, Laura, you would be a civilian.
Oh, shoot, no.
You're getting hit by a bus that the Hulk throws.
Well,
you hit Laura.
I mean, I thought I had some qualities, Wonder Woman.
Oh, she's a deary. Oh, no. Yeah, you're Wonder Woman, Laura, to me.
Wonder Woman, the six foot seven Amazon woman.
Oh, yeah. We have Laura, the 4'4".
That doesn't like men too much. Well, I mean, in the New 52, she's all about
if we're open to the DC universe, she could be an Ewok.
Wow.
They're cute and cuddly. Don't give me that look.
No.
They're not superheroes, though. That's terrible.
I think that's what they sound like.
That's
Ewoks?
Terrible.
No, they don't sound like that.
Actually, how do they sound?
Exactly. No, I just thought it, and I just don't want to say.
That's too...
No, because I'm Cindel.
Whoa! Awesome. Aaron, let's spin the wheel and see what she wins.
That was from, I think, Battle of Endor. Endor? One
you're
of the spin-off movies. Yeah,
you're the one that loves that.
That owns the VHS on that.
Yeah. We have a top 10 list, people. I swear, we're going to get to some real facts here.
Goodness.
This list is brought to us by WhatCulture.com. WhatCulture.com.
If that's their slogan, it's all right.
Came up with that one. It's actually dome piece. And this is the top 10 greatest role-playing games of the last 10 years. And if you guys are familiar with how we play this, we're going to pick one person to start. They're going to take turns guessing And as soon as they start failing, I start giving hints because they're not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's RPGs. Laura, do you play a lot of RPGs?
I know a lot.
You know a lot, or do you play a lot?
I don't play a lot. I don't play a lot in general.
I mean, because of Skyrim.
No, I think I have. I know more. I just haven't played or finished.
So where do we start here? I never let Aaron start first. So never. I'm going to continue to that streak and let Laura go.
Racism.
Okay. I think Legend of Zelda.
Something? No, it was not. Is that? I don't think that's considered an RPG.
Why not?
It should. No, 10 years though. Past 10 years.
Oh, past 10 years? Yeah. There hasn't been a Legend of Zelda? Yeah, there's been a Legend of Zelda. There's had to be at least one in the last 10 years. Yes. Yes, there's been multiple ones.
Well, it's not on whatculture.com. Exactly. Gaming list.
Wow.
Let's go Elder Scrolls.
Bam, number one. No! Aaron in Thank the you. Lead early.
I thought Legend of Zelda would be on there at least.
Elder Scrolls. Yeah, come on.
I'm throwing this paper away.
Skyrim, number one. That paper has the answers on it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
That genuine honesty.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, all these top 10 lists are rigged. We're all staring at the same.
Would you like to try again, Laura? I mean, since I'm already.
Well, Aaron's ahead, so it is
Mass Effect.
Number two.
Really?
She came back strong. Actually, I think she took the lead.
Oh, wow.
She's in the lead now.
And it's last 10 years?
Last 10 years.
See, that's a huge list. I don't know. Let's go Final Fantasy. But let's go with Final Fantasy. I don't know.
Rolling my eyes right now.
12?
Whoa, really? You got it.
Is that number 3?
No, not number 3. It's number 7, but that's the only Final Fantasy game on there the list, and you nailed it.
That's a good one. That's a good one, that's why. That's a good
I'm
one.
Genuinely surprised.
Oh, how dare you.
Wow, a million points for Aaron. I don't know if you're going to catch up, Laura.
Laura.
Ooh, now all my RPGs are out of my head.
Here.
No,
I'll give you
the
first hint a little early, because this might help. Actually, one of them is a MMORPG. I'll just say that. There's one MMO.
Is it? It's not Defiance, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
She should get negative points off of that
Actually,
one.
I'm taking points away from Aaron because of that one. That's how terrible that was. Aaron, you're back at 100,000.
But
okay, Dragon's Dogma.
Wow, how long?
Oh, now she's got two guesses.
No, yeah. What are you throwing in extra ones? Jeez.
Oh, my God.
But she did remind me that I do have Defiance, and I could probably trade that in, too.
This is unprecedented. But,
Aaron, I'm going to go with
Save us.
A Tails game. No?
Oh, I shouldn't have made the face.
Is it Tails of... Crap, there's too many of them.
Nope.
There's no...
I'll just stop you.
No Tails of...
No Tails of Vesperia.
Yeah, that's what
Ontario,
I was...
Ontario, Wakanda. Whatever. Ball is back in Laura's court.
How is it? When she got two, she dropped two on me.
Well, and it didn't do her any good. So.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I think you guys are thinking too hard. MMO.
You said in the last past 10 years.
The MMO, the one that her...
Oh, well, I know the MMO. Yeah, it's World of Warcraft. Duh. That's
Aaron,
my second...
out of turn.
I'm sorry. That was my second... That's my second one that I had to drop because she dropped one out of turn as well. So that's my second one.
I make the rules. You guys are both tied.
World of Warcraft, everybody.
World of Warcraft, number 4. So we got Elder Scrolls at number 1, Mass Effect at number 2, World of Warcraft at 4, and number 7, Final Fantasy 12.
Any ideas, Laura?
Come on, Chicken Chaser. What do you got?
And you're like, oh, wow. See?
Aaron?
See, that's not fair at all. Because she doesn't get that reference at all. So, it's, you know. Wow. I'm not giving you
There's
any more hints.
Smoke that coming out of ears.
That hint is all that needs to be given. That whole thing. Because it's not like a game she hasn't played.
Yeah, I know you played this one.
Oh, Fable?
Yay!
Wow.
Laura's in the lead. Number 10
she was
going to
get
Fable.
That one. How is that? You know what, world? Yeah. Number 10, though? So it's like the lowest
number
on
10,
the list?
It's the
okay,
lowest one.
All right.
Fable 1, too.
Okay. Fable 1, so they didn't put any other Fables on the list? Yeah.
There's only one of each franchise.
That's good.
Except one, but they put them together.
Ooh, now we're getting the hard ones because we've gone through the major ones, the Elder Scrolls, Final Fantasies. JRPGs. I know there's got to be another one on there.
One I'd never heard of.
Because see, I'm not a JRPG fan. If anything, like I used to be.
Let's see. You guys said Skyrim.
Yep.
You guys are overlooking another great one.
Oblivion?
No, it's close. Closer.
The only other one would be Morrowind.
It's Bethesda.
Oh, the Fallout!
Oh, wow. God.
That has to be shared points on that
one. Yeah, you guys both get that one together. Yeah. This is a crazy game.
That's the one I had in mind right before we played this game. I was like, oh, RPG game. Yes, yeah. Fallout. And they put Mass
Effect.
There.
You know, Mass Effect was number two?
Mass Effect was number two. Fallout and New Vegas were both number five.
I'm not finding any fault with this list so far.
It's pretty good.
It's actually a pretty solid list. Good list. World of or what is there? What's up?
This is from pizzas. What culture? how dare you? This trademark. And this is from whatculture.com. Whatculture.com.
Yeah, they. All right.
So we have Elder Scrolls, Mass Effect, and oh, you guys don't have number three yet, and I don't see you guys getting this one. And this is where I think the list may take a turn. For the worst, when as far as Aaron's concerned,
Madden 20,
yeah, Madden career mode. Yeah, no, it is. Oh, see, I know a little bit about the game.
Any hints? Because I'm really off on this one. On any of the last, you know, I don't know the. Man.
I got Chicken Chaser, so.
Wow, somebody is very proud of themselves on that one.
This one is a game. It started off on the PC. How about that? And now it's making its way to console. They announced
Diablo.
No, Diablo not on the list.
Wow.
Another one. Number one was huge on PCs.
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age is number nine.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Laura.
Yeah.
Dragon Age Origins.
That's the original. That's number one.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have. The greatest of time. With.
Well, it was. That's when it was still made. For
no, it was. It was. PC. It was. It was a really, really good game. My fault was with the story. That was it.
Oh, okay.
It goes deeper than. and me and my coworker Daniel at GameStop, we had in-depth conversation about this. Like a, it was so. Oh, I can get into it.
And get a quick. Maybe we should make that one of the quickies.
Yeah.
Get Daniel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, number three, we're still away from it. Number one was a computer game. And due to popularity, they made a port to the consoles.
Is it? I don't know. Maybe that's not it. It's not. I don't think it's RPG.
Is this the last one? Are we on the last one there?
Or? There's a few. There's this one and two more. This one. It's about
Assassin's
of
Creed?
Kings.
No. Assassins. Oh, okay. All right.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Share it with the class.
Oh, Witcher?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Witcher, number two.
Okay.
Have any of us played it, though?
Nope, I have not.
No.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. I think that's one we need to get on.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new one coming out for the next gens, right?
Yep.
Oh, well, then I'll just wait.
And this one is number six. I remember you guys went through a phase. Noel definitely went through a phase of this game.
Noel Beltran, one of Noel our Beltran. Listeners.
Oh, is yeah. it?
Follow him at Noel Beltran.
Oh, my God. It came out with Skyrim, right? Along the time of Skyrim?
Uh-oh. I think it is around the same
Fudge!
Time.
I was going to cuss.
Yeah, we don't cuss on the podcast.
Fudge is acceptable, though.
Yeah, fudge is
oh,
all
my along. God. I know this one. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh. Stick your tongue out.
Wow.
Dark Souls. It was right there on her tip of her tongue. It was yeah, Dark Souls.
She didn't say that at all. How dare
yes,
you.
Yes. I was so thinking that.
It was on the tip
of
her tongue.
Oh, yeah, because you're psychic and he just, you know.
No, okay. I knew it came out the same time as Skyrim.
Did it?
Because it was like, there was certain people like, you know, I don't really want to play Skyrim. I'm actually playing Dark Souls and that's actually pretty good.
I never got to play Dark Souls either.
What?
Yeah, I didn't
so there was one. A split of audiences, I think, but
yeah, it must have been like a 90-10
It was yeah, not that everybody went on, big, but yeah.
Everybody was playing.
So number one, Elder Scrolls. Number two, Mass Effect. Number three, The Witcher 2. Number four, WoW. Number 5, Fallout series. Number 6, Dark Souls. Number 7, Final Fantasy 12. And number 8, I'm guessing is a JRPG. I don't know how to even
pronounce
explain
the name.
This is Aaron's area.
Not my area.
Something been... Chronicles. How about that?
Which one? Who's more into JRPGs in our group?
That's probably Noel. You can follow him at Noel Beltran.
That's not true. That's not
at I can't follow this guy. He likes JRPGs.
I don't think he knows how to use a computer. Other than
League of Legends.
A JRPG, and it says Chronicles. And it's, I don't know. See,
see, Laura, stick your tongue out again. Xenoblade Chronicles. Xenoblade Chronicles.
I would have never got that one.
Yeah.
Number 9, Dragon Age. Number 10, Fable. And we all, as always, like to thank our list maker, whatculture.com.
I give him a 9.
Yeah.
What?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
good.
That was a pretty good.
It wasn't like, what?
But it wasn't like, what? This sucks. It was like, what?
The game's actually, okay, Culture. I can see. So who won? I won
Laura
for the second time.
Wow.
Laura's undefeated.
Terrible.
Just like Mayweather.
Just like Mayweather. Wow. How'd you know that name?
She saw it on
what?
The internet.
How do I not know that game?
On a commercial.
My brother's a boxer.
He is?
Your brother thought he was
is he the dude fighting Mayweather this?
No,
that's just
no.
So. Just because he's a Latin guy.
No, he does it on like at a club.
Yeah, he does it at 24 Hour
he
Fitness.
Does, no, he's actually competed before.
Oh, wow.
Bum fights?
Bum
no.
Fights.
At a boxing place. Okay. Whatever.
He's going to come kick your ass if he listens to this.
I heard you was talking about me and my
bum
fights.
Well, he actually liked the page.
Oh, he did?
All right. Yeah.
Wow.
Don't forget to go like the page on Facebook. Video Game Bang Bang, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Two bangs.
Wow.
And we're drawing the near close to the show where we're going to go ahead and discuss the week releases. So for the week of September 15th, you guessed it, the biggest game is going to be Grand Theft Auto 5. Is there anything left to say we haven't said?
Go buy it.
Go buy it.
Yeah.
It's going to be huge.
We'll come play with you.
Yeah. We're actually starting a crew if you guys want to join us. The Video Game Bang.
The big
crew.
I mean, is crews are unlimited or?
I think they're unlimited. Oh. And I went on Rockstar, created it already. We got a fly logo. Fly like these logos.
I got to go check it out. Because whenever I tried to, it said you had to log in. And I was like, I was at work. So too I was like, I'm not going to do it. Yeah.
So we're going to have that going. If you want to join us on the crew, we'd love to interact with you guys. Hang out. Shoot cops.
Wow. It's not shoot what? Cops. Yeah, exactly.
So you guys aren't going to shoot any cops during
I am going to avoid every police officer.
I'm
going to
be actually a good citizen.
Exactly.
In GTA.
And that's why she would
be. And I'm actually going to drive on the road, okay?
The speed limit. Yeah, right at the stop line.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That'd be the most boring GTA game.
Well, I'm sorry. Jeez. Oh, I don't know. I might become rebellious. You never know with me.
She's going to pull over every time she gets a wanted level. Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD coming to the Wii U.
Oh.
Is that a big deal to Zelda
for
people?
The Zelda fans, yeah. Graphics a little better.
So it's a remake?
It's, yeah. Yeah, remake.
Mm. The Wonderful 101 for the Wii U.
And next?
Hey, it's 1.0 from... GameSpot.com.
An 8.0?
Yeah, review. 8.0. The Wonderful 101 has players help groups of heroes fight off an invasion of enormous aliens to try and save the Earth.
On the Wii U only?
Yep.
Yeah, well then. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Anything to say about that one, Laura?
No. Actually, no. That was next.
Get that one out of my face.
There we go. Next.
MechWarrior Online for the PC. It's ooh, the first ooh. Officially licensed free-to-play title in the MechWarrior franchise.
Uh-oh. Oh. I played MechWarrior 3 a long time ago on the PC. Really liked it. It was a really in-depth mech fighting game. You can like really customize your mech in like some crazy ways, but it was fun.
Free-to-play?
Well, never mind. Still won't play.
Well, Aaron's laptop sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Angry Birds Star Wars 2.
Oh.
Yeah, that dead silence again.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's coming out for the iPhone. That's going to be September 19th.
No Windows Phone?
Ooh.
It'll be out eventually. I have the first one.
Four years from now when they're...
Oh, hold on. There was an error in the last segment. It looks like Aaron won. Wow. Congratulations. Damn.
Wow.
He won the top 10 list game. Next is Ironclad Tactics on the PC.
Ironclad, nobody cares.
Just come up with stupid names for all of them. And then next for the Xbox 360 Arcade and PC, Foul Play. Foul Play is a side-scrolling brawler that rewards performance over pummeling.
What?
I don't know. It sounds kinky.
It's an arcade game?
Arcade.
I'll get the demo.
Yeah.
Let's see what it's all about.
Foul No One Cares Play.
Wow, that's terrible.
I'm like you.
Just got thrown. No one cares in the middle of everything.
Cognition and Erica Reed Thriller, Episode 4, The Cane Killer.
Hey, didn't you play Episode 1? Laura?
No.
Well, then no. I've never heard of this game either.
Takedown, Red Saber, PC.
Is that a helicopter game?
I do not know.
We don't have enough helicopter games. Come on, people. Get on it.
What do you want to do?
Fly a helicopter. That's why I want a helicopter game.
You just want to fly a helicopter.
Yeah.
There's probably a simulator for that.
Well, think about how many helicopter games there are right now.
Okay. Double it.
Yeah.
That's how much I want.
That's how many I want.
Urban Trial Freestyle for the PC.
Rap game?
No. It should be. It's actually a bike racing action game.
First of all, there are no bike races in the urban area. Not in the urban area I live in.
Just when your bike gets stolen and they're riding it away from you.
Or if you're running away from the cops and they're on bikes and you're on a bike too. That's a race right there. But
That's it.
Urban? Yeah, I don't think so.
It was just like a group of like white businessmen sitting in a room thinking, what do we call this?
How do we market this to the urban culture?
Well, let's use the word urban, first of all. Clearly, we have to use the word urban.
What do they do? They freestyle.
They freestyle rap battle all the time.
Yeah. I've been there once. I saw them do it.
Well, it was on 8 Mile.
That's bad. Yeah. That's so bad.
And they probably can't afford the game, so it's going to be a trial.
Wow.
Urban trial freestyle.
This stuff writes itself.
The main character's name is Jamal.
He's a struggling bicyclist. Yeah. He's just trying to make it out the hood.
Racism.
We're getting shot down.
Right.
Hot Wheels, World's Best Driver.
For the GameCube?
For the PS3, X360, Wii U, and 3DS. Laura.
Oh, you got a new game. Did you play with Hot Wheels when you were a kid?
Actually, I did.
She's like, kid, now? Like, yeah. Playing with him an hour ago before we started the show.
I used to play with that, Barbies, Star Wars stuff.
I was never a real Hot Wheels. You know what I played with? I had Micro Machines. Anybody remember that?
Nope.
Oh, wow. I guess I'm just the old fogey.
All I knew is that those were knockoff Hot Wheels.
No.
Yeah.
Micro Machines?
No, they were like stubby little ones, weren't they?
They're the little tiny, tiny cars.
Yeah.
Micro Machines were never the knockoff of anything.
Mm-hmm.
They were probably knockoffs of Micro Machines, but no. Micro Machines had... That's like saying Street Sharks were the knockoff of Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
They were kind of.
Their own brand. They have their own brand.
And finally, last but definitely probably least, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 on the 3DS.
I've never seen the movie.
It's a good movie. Bill Hader voices.
Who's that?
Mr. T.
Who's Bill Hader?
Saturday Night Live. Stefan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is he the main character?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
You guys were wondering what's coming out?
Still not going to buy it, though.
Yeah. And it's never the real voice actor, either.
It's not Stefan playing the main character, so I don't...
Yeah.
I'm talking about it in the movie.
Oh,
he's not playing Stefan.
You would watch it if
if it was Stefan playing the professor or whatever.
Yes, 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 yes.
Then maybe I'd pay attention to it, but...
Well, actually, we are right on time, guys. It is... we are in minute 59.
Wow.
We said we were going to start keeping it to an hour, and we did. Darn skippy going to do it. We'd just like to thank everybody who listens again. Sean Bazo, thank you for hooking us up with cash flow for accommodations. How was it sitting on couches, guys?
It's way more comfortable. Yeah.
And how's it feel to have mic stands?
I know. This is perfect. Yeah. I'm loving it. Thank you.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wow. There's the endorsements from McDonald's coming in right now. Yeah.
And anybody, shout outs.
Man, I should have prepared those.
Yeah.
Shout outs to, if I forgot you, I'm sorry. I'll get you on episode 12.
Yep.
Oh, Sarah Garcia.
Sarah Garcia, thanks.
Oh, hey.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's my friend and she's nice.
Why does she sound like she's in the poor city of Puebla?
Because she listens to the podcast. I think, coincidence, it's a small world. She's my friend she's an ex-co-worker. She used to work with me.
And she's the one that knows my cousin.
Yeah, well, her boyfriend, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Her boyfriend
knows your cousin.
It's a small world.
Wow, well, thank you to them. We look forward to doing big things with them. I have to thank my wife, my beautiful, loving wife. She took our pictures today, and she always helps with the website.
Made the logo, yeah.
She made the logo that we've been rocking. So thank you, honey. I'll be home after the show. And anything else? Going once, going twice.
And sold.
All right, sold. We'll see you guys on the internet.